Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about falling into certain traps. When we fall into a trap that was created and devised by somebody else, we fall, and we fall hard. We fall into traps oftentimes because when somebody responds or sends us a message or calls us or something that's out of the blue, instead of taking our time to respond, we have a tendency to want to react. And it's interesting because when somebody does kind of come at you in a reactive type way, our initial thought process is to react. And it's interesting because it's the exact opposite of what we need to do. I don't know about you, but I've been in a few arguments before that were started by other people. And if I would have just let it go, not gotten excited or emotional, and definitely not reacted, it would have all gone away. It's interesting how you can't have an argument, really, I mean, in all honesty, on your own, right? You really need to have two people to tango. Otherwise, it's one person arguing about whatever, and the other person's just looking at them wondering if they're mentally okay. And I don't know about you, but I've had people literally come at me, badgering me for what I don't understand, whether it's a phone call or a text or an email, out of the blue. And it literally upsets you so much that you have that inkling to respond right back with an attitude. And if anybody's done this that's listening right now knows that some of the time that works and most of the time it doesn't work and you fall into their trap. When you play someone else's game, you lose. And the reason why you lose is you don't have the instructions. You don't know the rules. You have no idea how to play because what? They made the game up. You can't win a game that someone makes up. It's like the idea of making up a card game. The only person that knows is the dealer. And every time the other person thinks they scored, they go, nope, that's the loser card. Nope. That's the card that means you lose the whole game. Oh, that's the card that means that you got to pick 10 cards now. And the name of the game is to have no cards. So now you have 30 cards. So I guess you lose. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And a lot of times we fall trap into that because we allow our emotions to get the best of us. We react in a negative manner because we feel like our ego has been touched or hurt. We may feel as though somebody is disrespecting us, putting us down, making us feel bad. All these things that can lead us to making a snap decision that we wish we could take back. You know, it's interesting. The other day, I got a text from somebody. And you know, it's a friend of mine. And I wasn't expecting this type of response in this text. And it was just, as I read it, and I read it over and over again, it upset me every single time, even more and more and more. And the attitude of these texts that I was reading into these texts, right, was rude. And I could feel it. I'm a pretty intuitive person, not only, you know, being a therapist, but I'm very intuitive on top of that, that I could feel it. And my first response should have been, you know, hey, you see what's happening, let it go, don't respond. Or if you do respond, to say, hey, everything okay, ? And let it go. But I had had a pretty stressful week. And so instead of responding that way, I responded in a different manner. And it led to falling down the rabbit hole into a game in uncharted waters that, one, they weren't mine, and two, I ended up playing by someone else's rule. And it's, the worst thing about it is when somebody comes at you and literally is trying to you know, upset you and rattle you, the worst thing is when you do something that then you have to apologize, and then the person won't accept the apology. So again, they've won again. And, you know, relationships aren't about winning or losing. When relationships become about winning and losing, you're in the wrong relationship on any level, whether it's a friendship or, you know, a work relationship or a love relationship. When it comes down to winning, you're screwed. Get the heck out, because at that point in time, jealousy and all kinds of things can take over and can really cloud the judgment of whoever's involved. You know, I know that for our ego, and I know, you know, there's a lot of men out there, you know, and a lot of women out there. All of us have an ego to some degree. All of us, no matter how much we work at it, there's a little bit still there. Some of us, our egos are bigger than others. And when somebody does do something that we feel is disrespectful, we have a tendency of sharing how we feel quite loudly and abruptly. And it's interesting, though, how, if you think about it in life, oftentimes the biggest arguments that we have could have been thwarted had we had taken some time to think about things. You know, time is a really awesome thing. When we give ourselves time to think, when we give ourselves time to analyze a situation, we afford ourselves the peace of mind that we receive by giving ourselves this time. And think about it. If you think about any issue or situation in your life, think about it, whether it's dealing with a breakup, dealing with an argument, overcoming the death of a loved one, going through a divorce, anything. Time helps all. It cures all. And so, when we realize the first thing that we have to do when somebody is trying to upset us or anger us or push us into a corner or have us fight with them, okay? And there's a lot of people out there that get off on the idea of fighting with other people, you know, whether that's an emotional fight. I'm talking about emotional and mental argumentation, because they're getting attention, they're getting what they want. And you're engaging with them. And, you know, it's like the kid trying to get attention from the parents. You know, I was at a restaurant over the weekend, last weekend, and this kid, I mean, it was kind of sad, actually. The mom wouldn't even pay attention to the kid. And every time, like, she would literally get on her phone and put her back to the child. And it was kind of sad for... for someone that's always wanted kids, myself, it's and not having the opportunity at this point yet, it's sad. And I always had a thing for kids. Everybody, I love people and I love children. And to watch that was kind of saddening. But then I watched how the kid would try to get the attention, because mom wasn't given any attention. So the only way to get attention was to throw his bottle. You know, and it was really awkward, because at one point in time, everybody else in the restaurant's helping out. She's not even turning around. And, you know, there's a lot of adults, and I'm not saying that this is the reason, that were brought up with less attention, didn't get what they want. And so the way they get attention is by fighting and arguing and getting you entangled in a web that they've created so that they have your complete attention. And, you know, my recent situation that I've dealt with took way too much of my brain share than I believe that it is worth. And I know it's not worth having all this brain share going into this thought process, because I'm a very straight up person, and I like to talk to people and deal with people very straight up. And I try not to let anything fester, because I realize when I let things fester, I get a little, a little crazy. I think all of us do. You know, when you have something that gets out of control, and I had a situation when I was younger that somebody owes me a lot of money, and they still do, and they paid back a tiny bit, but, you know, about, 2% of what they owed me, which is fine, and I've forgiven that. But at the same point in time, there was a time in my life where all I could do was think about that, about this person, the line, and the disregard for me and all those kind of things. And I think that when you hold on to certain things and you let that stuff fester, you end up making bad decisions, you end up getting very angry, and you end up letting your emotions get, well, not the best of you, but the worst of you. You know what I'm saying? And so tonight I'm really talking about how to not fall into trap with people in relationships. You know, when people begin to act strange or sideways to you, how to not follow them down that rabbit hole, how to be able to distinguish what's happening, but better yet, the things that you can do in the situation that can literally stop this stuff in its tracks. Because when you already know what's happening and you can already visualize the train wreck, if you know how to prepare to stop it or to get out of the way, that's awesome. It's not about winning or losing to me. And I think you ultimately win when you stay out of the dirt. But it's about protection, but it's also about not going into that rabbit hole. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, Ashley, BERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, tonight I'm talking about relationships, sure, but I'm talking about not falling into certain traps. You know, oftentimes we have friends, family, coworkers, acquaintances who might act strange. Some might call it sideways to us. And if we follow them through this process, we're going to get ourselves dirty in the process, but we're also going to be fighting a fight that we didn't want to get involved in. I don't know about you, but there's been a couple of times that I've been broadsided into a situation that I didn't see happening. And the next thing you know, I'm in a full-on either text argument, email argument, phone conversation that gets out of control, or in person where you're like, wait a second, how did I get here? Well, you got here because you let that other person decide the rules and the perimeters for where this was going. And I realize one thing is that, you know, life is, it's more important to be happy than to worry about winning. Because what does it mean to really win an argument with somebody you know anyway? What does it mean? It means nothing. What happens is there's no winners, there's no losers. It's the way you handle it. And it's interesting. When you're dealing with someone that out of the blue becomes argumentative, just very argumentative, that is a red flag that they're trying to bait you into an argument. And they're trying to do that for several reasons. One could be they want attention, particularly your attention. Two, they're lashing out at anybody and everybody and seeing who's going to respond, okay? Another thing could be that they have a beef about you. They're upset with you about something that they haven't shared or voiced or they've kept under wraps. Or it could be something that you have overlooked or forgotten happened. And that can easily happen in very busy lives. And when that happens and somebody's holding on to that, they can get very angry. And they can lose sight of the situation because they don't realize that you might not actually remember. Or you don't realize how important it is to them, and the list goes on. And it's interesting because when this does take place, it often takes place out of the blue. You're not expecting it. And so, unfortunately, us humans and the inability to like change, we don't know how to react. When this happens, we react not well. We react in the wrong way. We react in this reactive type way. We become reactive. We become argumentative. We get to their level, unfortunately. We don't rise above it. We rise right down to it. We lower ourselves right into it. And we try to fight this fight, and we try to prove our innocence or argue and win. But there is no winning when you're playing a game that you didn't create. And one thing that I try to stay out of is games altogether. I consider games drama, and I consider them a waste of time. And when people do try to play games with me, You know, besides my education, I've gone to school as far as in our world too. You know, I've grown up around stuff like this besides what I see. And I mean, I understand when something's coming my way. Sometimes though, as a human being, we have a tendency of getting in there in the muck and yuck, but I have working my hardest to not get down in there because I've figured out that when I do try to fight them in their fight, I lose. Because you have to lose. You can't win an argument in a game that you did not devise. Earlier in today's show, I was talking about how this is very similar to somebody creating their own card game, right? There's no rules to it. You're inventing a card game. You have all the rules in your head. They're not written down on a piece of paper. And so someone else is playing you, and you're going through the rules as they hit, so each card means something else, and somebody gets a nine of hearts, and they're like, oh, okay. And they're like, oh, that's the nine of hearts. That means that you got to get 30 more cards, and the name of this game is to have no cards, so you lose. And you're like, well, that sucks. Well, I want to recount. I want to play again. Okay. It's kind of the same thing, but it's not as funny. So when you kind of go to someone else's level, when they can be acting very strange or rude, irrational, or even badgering you, when you go to their level, unfortunately, you're not going to win. And I know sometimes our ego doesn't want to take that hit. And I know some of us are like, hey, screw you. I'm not going to have you put me down. I've got enough stress in my life right now. I don't need you messing with me as well. And so all this stuff coupled together with our daily stressors causes us to get a little angry, a little upset, and all those things that kind of get rolled up into one. And when we are able to kind of see it for what it is, and it's hard in the moment. It's hard in the moment because it's so out of the blue. And let me explain that. It's so out of the blue that we are not expecting it. So it's like going to a party and seeing all these people that you like. And all of a sudden one person comes up to you that you think is going to be really happy to see you. And you know, they just start yelling at you and berating you at this party, and you never expected it. Our responses in these situations cannot be rehearsed. And that's the thing, is that oftentimes you will get launched into an emotional space, an out-of-control emotional space, when somebody is combative to you that you weren't expecting. And it can be overwhelming, and that's what I'm talking about in today's show, because I want you to be prepared the next time somebody tries to be combative, argumentative, angry, rude, badgering, contemptful, that kind of thing. I want you to be prepared on how to act, because these are important things that everybody needs to have these tools in their toolbox in order to overcome some of life's problems. Because, you know, life can be great, but out of the blue, it can change in an instant. And so why allow your life to be changed in an instant instead of going through the situation, letting it go, dealing with it the best you can, and moving on? Because oftentimes when we get in the muck and yuck of it, and we allow other people to create the game, and we follow their lead, it takes up a lot of our brain share, because the argument continues to go on. The fight continues to prevail, whether it's on a text message or a phone call or in person. And a lot of times, more often than not, an argument can continue and fester when the two people are not face-to-face. Okay, so I've learned that people can get very irrational and argumentative in a text message and in an email more than a conversation or in person, because it's easier to be passive aggressive, and it's also hidden by interpretation. So if I'm in person and we're having a conversation, the way I say it and the way I look, you're going to be able to know my interpretation no matter what. You'll be able to interpret it exactly the way I'm saying it, for the most part. Same thing is on a phone call, right? But the interesting thing is that lately I've found, at least dealing with a lot of my clients and listening to what they have to say about close relationships like this, as well as in my own personal life, I realize that people can be very passive-aggressive in text messaging and in emails. And the reason why they use these techniques is because it's very hard to identify exactly what's being said, because somebody could say that you misinterpreted their words, that you were adding a negative tone or a different tone when you were reading that. And so the same words, if said to you directly, could be extremely rude. And used in an email, they can literally say, I don't know what you're talking about, I don't understand. So that can still hold water. And so in these situations, you got to be very careful. And I think a lot of times we have to read something and read it again, because we have all this information bombarding us in our life. We have, you know, everything happening. We got people calling, texting, emailing, instant messaging. We got the news on 24/7. We have our daily lives, our routine, our responsibilities, our work, the kids, all this stuff that oftentimes when we get something like this, we need to read it a couple of times to be sure what we read. Okay? Seriously. Or if it's a voicemail, to listen to it a few times to be sure what you hear. Because sometimes we can go, you know, half-cocked out of there thinking something went down, when in reality, it wasn't really like that. And so first off, we got to check ourselves and make sure that we're not interpreting it the wrong way. Okay? Give it the benefit of the doubt. We also need to be sure that what we heard is what we heard, or what we read is what we read, and that's the first responsibility we have, is to be cognitive of what is really happening. Because sometimes you can read something into something, sometimes you might not read it all the way, and you make a snap decision immediately, and you're like, what the heck is this? And then you start fighting on a level that you don't need to fight on. Stay tuned, I'll be talking about things that you can do to offset this and not fall into this type of trap. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place Toys for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about not falling into their trap. When somebody puts a trap out for you, whether being argumentative or sideways or acting strange to you, how to not fall into their trap and play their game. And oftentimes the reason why this kind of hits us between the eyes is that we're not expecting this particular person to play this game or to act this way, or we have no idea where it's coming from. And that's why we don't know exactly what to do, because most of us understand relationships. We understand when people are in a bad mood. We're good at understanding things. We're good about dealing with relationships. But it's only when we're not expecting something that it kind of hits us in a hard way, where we might do the wrong thing, say the wrong thing, make the wrong decision, and end up in a trap trying to fight our way out of it, and then getting our emotions and our mental all just sucked up dealing with a situation that shouldn't take up as much mind share as it already has. And, you know, oftentimes you hear friends talking about it. Well, so-and-so said this to me and started this big argument, and you get to hear about it for an hour. Well, you know what? This person got sucked into a situation where they fell into because they couldn't stay out of it. And then they kept trying to get in and out of it, trying to fight it, trying to win it. Can't win. And, you know, it gets frustrating because it was an argument that was brought to them that they didn't have anything to do with, but they are still fighting this and having to go through the repercussions. And it's interesting because when you're dealing with somebody that out of the blue is rude or upset about something that you're not aware of, or badgering you, or being hypercritical, you know, it's all these are passive aggressive. It's interesting because if you call somebody on it on the passive aggressive, they will usually tell you that, you know, you're crazy, especially if it's a text message or an email. What are you saying? I mean, how are you interpreting my message? I mean, my God, what's on your mind? You must have had a really bad day. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's hard to call a passive aggressive out. And usually in that situation, when you're having to call them out, it's not going to win. And you're going to end up going down this rabbit hole. And so when we're talking about this particular commentary, and I think this is one of the biggest things that we all deal with, is when a friend of ours becomes passive aggressive for whatever reason, okay, we have to figure out how to deal with it, how to deal with it masterfully, how to deal with it without getting dirty, but how to deal with it and get on with your life. Life's too short to be dealing with this stuff every day. And, you know, life's too short to be thinking about this kind of stuff. And you want to go on with your life, and you want to go on with this relationship if you can, and if you can't, you want to get out of it. And so it's time to literally figure out, what do you do in a situation when somebody comes at you strongly like this, how do you react? And usually when you open up that email, you're not expecting it. You open up that text message, you're not expecting it, right? And your first thing is to lash out or to get angry, or your heart starts kind of pounding, or you start sweating or whatever, or you just get, I can't believe this! And your first response is to want to respond and to react and to be reactive and to say, you're wrong, I'm right, you're wrong, that's not how it happened, or what do you mean, what's going on, or what's this attitude from, or why are you giving me attitude? When instead the opposite should be taking time. The opposite should be not to rush to respond. Okay? You don't have to pick up that ball. Just because somebody, you know, knocks the ball into your side of the court doesn't mean that you have to play. You can let it just sit there. You didn't say you wanted to play. You don't have time to play right now. You can just let it sit there. And my advice is this. In the past, when I have reacted, doesn't work. It fails miserably. And it puts me into a spiral of constant communication with this person where every other email or every other text message is more explosive and more angry and more passive-aggressive than the one before. And then all of a sudden, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And all of a sudden you make a comment that, well, you know, you did it because you were upset and you're under pressure. And then they call you on what a jerk you are and how dare you talk to them that way. And so it's a very interesting dynamic. And so the first thing that I suggest that has worked wonders for me is to stop. First off, read it again, put it down, take a few minutes, and read it again. And if it's something that literally is very nasty or very argumentative or extremely passive-aggressive, do not respond. Just wait. And what I'll do is I'll usually just not even pay attention to it. Even if they continue to text or email, I just won't pay attention to it. And the reason for it is the next day can shine some light on a situation and I can see something from a different perspective. And so then I'll look over it the next day. If I still feel the same, that it is genuinely passive-aggressive or genuinely an angry type deal that's wanting me to get involved in a fight or argument, my next direction is to ask, how are you doing? Is everything okay? Because that's a pretty open comment. Or, hey, hope you're doing good, and leave it at that. Because a lot of times in life, we feel that when somebody takes us to a certain level, that we got to go to that level. Well, we don't have to. We do not have to go to that same level, okay? We don't have to at all. And, you know, I learned that lesson the hard way. And I've realized that oftentimes something's in somebody's head. They're upset about something. Whether you can change that, I don't know. But oftentimes the best thing to do is to kind of just get out of the way. It's like being in a bar and a fight breaks out. Is it a good idea to be in the middle of the fight? Or is it a good idea to be outside and going home? The latter. Why be in the middle of something when you didn't start it? I mean, I'm a big believer, if you didn't create something, don't be involved in it. Don't take any of the hassle, any of the BS, and any of the pain that goes with it. Instead, move on and do what you need to do. You know, I find it also interesting that most of us, like me, for a long time believed that I had to respond. And you just don't have to. It's not your duty. Whatever they're doing in their life is their life. And as long as you stick your ground and go in your direction and kind of just stay true to who you are, you're fine. And if they have a problem and they keep trying to reach out and eventually whatever, then at that point in time, you can have a conversation with them. But I think oftentimes in the heat of a moment when somebody lashes out at you, the last thing you want to do is respond. Because it's almost like a match. When you light a match and the other person is kind of an igniter where they put a match on your match and that lights another fire. Instead, when you don't respond, their match, eventually their fire goes out. I mean, the level of anger or frustration will definitely die down, just like a fire. And there's nobody to help spread that fire because you're not aiding and abetting in their situation. You know, the next thing is that it's time for you to think it over. You know, it's interesting. When you begin to think things over and you realize where something's coming from, you can also make a good determination. Do you have healthy boundaries in your relationship? Do they respect you? Do you respect them? I mean, if you've respected them and treated them well, why aren't they respecting you? Should you be questioning the relationship? Is this an identifier that identifies the fact that this person may not be the best of friends, may not be the soundest of friends, and it might be time to kind of look at it and say, you know, hey, I really appreciate this person and I love them for who they are, but I just don't need to spend a lot of time with them. And I find that often these outbursts come and it's kind of a signal and a sign that they might not be able to emotionally process things at a high EQ. Okay, and that's fine. Not everybody can do that. But are you willing to constantly deal with this when this person has these fallouts? And are you willing to deal with the problems? Well, I don't know about you, but I actually don't really have that time in my life to constantly dedicate to that. You know, also, when we think it over, it gives us a time to realize where we stand in the relationship, if we owe anything to this conversation, if we just want to lay low, and also to see where it goes. Because it's interesting when somebody is starting an argument, on a, let's just say a text or an email fight, it's interesting to see how long they'll fight on their own without your involvement. Okay? Most people won't. Most people will send out one or two passive-aggressive text messages or emails, and that's about it. If they keep on going, then this person probably, in particular, is either harboring a problem with you, having some issues with you, you've either done something completely wrong to them, or maybe it's time to kind of step back out of that relationship and kind of see it for what it might truly be. And I find it interesting because I feel that in our society today, based on the technology that we have a tendency to forget the fact that we don't have to respond. Because we get so inundated in, okay, text message, respond. Email, better hurry up and respond to that. Oh, call, I better respond to that. That we don't give ourselves the time and the opportunity to really think something clearly through to make the right conscious decision. Because again, it's not about winning. It's about being content and happy in your life. And not playing games with the people that you love or care for. Stay tuned. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. And live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about not falling into traps, not falling into argument traps with the people that you love or you care about or you're friends with or you work with, and not allowing somebody that starts a passive-aggressive argument to get to you. And better yet, not falling trap into it and actually starting it and being part of the fight. You know, a lot of us feel like we have to act accordingly, that we have to respond immediately when somebody sends us a derogatory text or commentary on an email instead of, hey, you know what? You don't have to respond at all. You didn't start this. You didn't start this ball rolling. And you don't need to respond. I've realized in life that time really does heal all. And time allows us time to figure out the actual correct response. And yes, I agree with you. I believe in authentic responding, but I do believe that when people come at you in an assaulting type passive aggressive way, you're probably, if you quickly respond, will not respond by diffusing the situation. Instead, you will actually ignite the situation, exactly what they want you to do, by fueling the fire of the argument and creating more problems. And that's the way life often happens. And that's a thing that we're talking about, that I'm talking about today in the show, because I think that it gets to the best of us. Many of us, just, we don't expect it. We're not passive aggressive. It's not the way we roll. And so when somebody does respond to you or start a conversation that way, it can be a little overwhelming and it can be kind of a little freaky because you didn't expect it to happen. So you don't respond accordingly. You don't understand how to respond. You respond as if you're on the defensive, and that creates a bigger problem than was already there. When it comes to dealing with passive-aggressive texts and emails, when you first get that and it comes out of the blue, stop and read it again. Read it again. Read it again. Read it again. Don't ask anybody else for their interpretation, okay? You don't need it, because that's just going to cloud the judgment. And then put it away. Do not respond at that moment to that at all, period. Maybe 6 hours later, maybe the next day, and read it again. And really read it at least 6 or 7 times before you respond to know what that person really wrote. Sometimes our own subconscious can get in the way. Sometimes our own frustrations can get in the way of what's really been written instead of what's really there. And remembering not to respond immediately. And for some, you might not need to respond at all until you decide what you want to say, and thinking it over and seeing if another comment comes in or if the situation changes. Those are all these good things. And remembering, just because somebody emails you or texts you does not mean that you have to respond. That is not it. Remember that. You have the control and the power of what you respond to, what you give your energy, and what you give your time to. And if you choose to give your time to that, that's one thing. But remember, you can't win at a game that you did not create. When it is created by that one person and you do not know the rules, you cannot win that game. You know, it's a little different, though, when you're in person and somebody acts strange, begins to be rude, badgering, passive-aggressive. It's a little different. Because in person, you can't just not respond. You can't just put the phone down and go, well, that was weird. Or, man, that really upset me. I'm going to go have a glass of water and look back at it. And then I'm going to just take some breathing. You know, I'm just going to breathe a little bit. And I'm going to regulate my heartbeat. And I'm going to figure this out. And I'm not going to respond. You can't do that in person. So what do you do in person? Well, I've realized in life that even though it can be irritating, and even though you might not care what they have to say, let them talk. Let them talk as long as possible without interrupting them. Because usually they will completely talk into a circle. They will argue with themselves. And you'll be able to kind of see where things are going. And at least even if they don't do that, you'll understand where they're coming from. Okay? Now, it might not be very clear, or it might be, but you've given them the floor to talk. Okay, now I'm not talking about if somebody's screaming and yelling at you. I mean, there's only so much that you can handle. And I advise if you're in a situation like that, where it does get, hyper-vigilant, very loud argument, any sort of thing, the best thing to do is to try to leave and let that person calm down. But if it's not gotten to that level and it's just somebody wants to talk, just allow them to talk. Give them the floor. And be quiet and listen. Because they're going to get it out anyway. They're going to either continue this, they're going to continue emailing you, calling you in person. It's not going to go away until they clear the air with whatever they need to talk about. The next thing is to respond with your gut. Don't be thinking about your response. Don't be conjuring what your response is going to be, but just respond with your gut instinct. Respond that way if you have to respond. Sometimes when people talk it out, that's just it. They talked it out, they said their piece, and you say, hey, what do you need me to do? And there might not be anything to do, and there might be, but in that case, then you respond with your gut, and you respond honestly and truthfully. And I know sometimes it can be easy to want to just, you know, yes, 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 whatever you want, please leave me alone, but that's not really going to help either, because then it's going to turn the tables around, and you're going to be secretly angry about not expressing how you feel. And you don't want to take on that anger and resentment yourself. It's not worth it. So instead of like just, you know, saying whatever you think they want to hear, you got to be authentic and honest and speak from your gut and say exactly how you feel, because otherwise you're going to be resentful of it and nothing got done in that situation. And later on, what happens is when you do that and they're the one that started the argument, they're going to come at you again because it was successful the last time. They got what they wanted. You acquiesced, and so they're going to go back again. And so a lot of times you have to realize that and realize that just, you know, telling them that everything's great is not the response that you need to make. And last but not least is, if they're still irrational and there's not much you can do about it, you got to move on. Because this has nothing to do with you. This has everything to do with them. And if you can honestly see that in this kind of situation, you just have to move on, because for whatever reason, they're using you to lash out on. They're using you as a scapegoat. They're using you to put this burden on, and you don't deserve that. There's a lot of other people that you can have a two-way street with and an awesome relationship that you can treat them respect and they'll treat you respect and vice versa. And remember, no matter what you're going through, see it as a learning process. Don't see it as painful. See it as like being in a classroom and learning something, almost like it's a dramatization. And kind of look at it from that angle and it won't affect you so much anymore. It'll be like you're learning something in like an acting class, and you'll be able to see it for what it is, be yourself, stay conscious, and be your awesome, authentic self and not getting into the muck and yuck of this argument and being honest. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.